Well, the great MTG says she's not running for governor. And I sure hope she does now, but I don't think that's going to be happening. So in closing, you got to go vote right now. 2 minutes is all you got left. You wanted to make a point about baby with the bathwater, the good folks administration. Any other closing comments, MTG?
Yeah, I think the important thing for people to recognize is I fought for President Trump harder than anybody. I'm one of the only people that stood with the J6 defendants. I went in the jail fighting for them. And I campaigned for that man all over the country. I have a 98% voting record with President Trump. I have a 100 on the Liberty scorecard on conservative review. I am not liberal. I am a America First Republican. And that's what people judge me by my actions, not what people lie about me and say. But here's the thing, Alex. I think going forward, people need to hold their elected officials. You need to hold them accountable. And hold them accountable, and that includes the president you voted for. I think there's a ton of great people in the administration. I really do. And I am thrilled with the border security. I could not be happier. I am loving the crackdown on the cartels. Cartels who have killed Americans, not foreign countries on our homeland. But I don't support the foreign wars. That's not what we voted for. I don't support H-1B visas. We didn't vote for that. I don't support AI data centers being built all over the country and states have no right to make laws or regulate. And I don't support Chinese students come in and taking your kid's place in a college or university. I'm against those things. And you know what I support? The president needs to be supporting the people that stood in line at all of these MAGA rallies, stood on their feet for 18 to 24 hours, camped out outside to get in. Those are the people the president needs to be supporting.
Sure.
And if we're going to be sending billions of dollars to foreign countries, none of that money should ever be used for a foreign country. That money should stay in America and make your life more affordable, especially when it comes to health insurance. But here's the thing. Here's what has to happen. You have to realize that you're getting the same result. $38 trillion in debt is soon going to be $40 trillion in debt. 2033.
So how do we change that in closing? Because the White House knows they're going to lose the midterm. You admit they really know what they did to you was bad. So what do they need to do? Is there any way to get Trump to turn around?
This is up to Donald Trump. He's a grown-ass man that can make his own decisions. He is president of the United States for the second time, Alex. If he's going to turn it around, he needs to turn it around on his own. I am tired of the excuses that it's the people in his ear. I am sick and tired of it. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he's responsible for himself, his actions, and his words, and the policies that come out of his office. And he's responsible for the people he hires. Last time we were mad about the people he hired in his first administration. Well, guess what? He's got a bunch of people in this administration, and we can't blame them this time. Donald Trump is president of the United States, and it's up to him to put America first. That's what people voted for. And if Republicans want to win the midterms, Republicans, they need to put into action with voting, legislation, and laws that are created that bring the voters back and want to put them back in power. Otherwise, we're going to see extremism blow up from the right and the left. You are literally going to have extremists, and those are going to be the new brand of politics. Those are going to be the new candidates that are supported. And
well, that's every, right. Whatever you
every
said, turn down the heat.
America First American will not be supported anymore.
That's right. When you said turn down the heat, a lot of the fake right wingers said, oh, you're saying sell out. No, we need to turn down the heat and come together.
No.
Incredible. I'm so proud of your work. Yep. This is an intervention with Trump. I'm still, no, it's better than what the Democrats are, but I get every point you made. The media will say, I'm attacking him. You bet. I'm attacking what's wrong to try to get him to course correct. I totally respect you. Now get in there. Tomorrow's the big vote on banning them, mutilating our children with the transgender garbage. So everybody needs to call Congress. Obviously, Democrats are all for it. So we need to contact Republicans. Need to get that bill that you fought so hard through. MTG, we salute you. We love you. And I just can't wait to see you and your crew again, because I really respect you.
Thank you, Alex. I'll be happy to come to Texas in all my future spare time. Okay. Love you, Alex. Talk to you later.
God bless you. You're awesome. Wow, that lady's the real deal. Maybe she'll be president someday. For those of you attacking her, you're idiots. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you. It helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We want 10 billion more of your tax dollars. Look at me, I am your president now.
This grid holds the key to the future of humanity.
Master Control, I feel we have an intruder. Someone is hacking into the system.
Sir, Collector. The intruder is a user and an info warrior. Eliminate him.
You picked the wrong user to fight Sark. I'm an info warrior. Your program's corrupt, and I'm here to erase it.
As soon as we went to break, they said, whoa, that was probably the best interview ever on your show with her out of probably 50, maybe the best ever, period. And people love to pick sides. Back when the Trump-Elon thing started 8 months ago, 7 months ago, people were like, I'm with Trump, I'm with Elon, most with Trump. And I said, we're not in high school picking the beauty queen here or the class president. The Republican establishment wants to get rid of Musk because they were making real accelerated changes and it was popular in polls. And now that's all admitted. It's all come out. Running off MTG and now all these other Republicans that are punching out is destructive, and Trump's poll numbers are the lowest ever in his 10 years of political action. So I know all the great stuff Trump's doing. I cheerlead it 90% of the time. So that's where we are. I'm doing this because we built the platform for Trump. We created the Tea Party. Ron Paul, myself, all of you. We've got the beachhead of the Republican Party. We got Trump in. We love the good stuff he does. And we're not going to sit here and watch corrupt special interests and other bad groups manipulate him. And we're not going to watch rhino Republicans that vote against him half the time kiss his ass and then have him there patting him on the head. And then MTG tells him, this is bad, I disagree with you. And he goes, yeah. And I've dealt with Trump the same way. His first admin, this one, hey, this is really bad. This person's bad. You better watch out. And most of the time, he doesn't like it. My God, you just call up and tell Trump how great he is all day. He'll tell you how great you are all day. I mean, conversations with Trump are literally sitting there, him telling you how great you are. I'm trying to be mean. He's called my wife up and told her that. And you know, I know that pat on the head makes most people feel good. It's great. I'll be like, sir, I don't want to talk about me. You got these people, this and that. You got to, you know. And sometimes he listens and goes and does something. So I'm not throwing him out with the bathwater, but I can't blame MTG for ejecting. You know, she had $20 million bucks in the bank from her construction company when she got into office, and now she has almost nothing. The idea that, you know, she's leaving, you know, for money or whatever is all a lie. She's a very successful lady in her own right. Oh, she'd tell me. She'd call me all the time. We talk quite a bit. Text, talk on the phone. She's invited me, you know, up to her place in Georgia and everything. Many times the family. She comes to have dinner all the time in Austin. Just totally real lady. And even years ago, she's like, God, he has all these enemies around him. And they sit there and he just wants yes men. And I know he's good overall, but oh, just I'm so tired of it. And now she feels so good just being herself. More eloquent, more powerful. I mean, she was shining today. Because, hey, Trump will be gone in 3 years, folks. He ain't going to live forever. We put him in. We have to get the job done. And I'm not abandoning Trump. I'm backing up all the good stuff he's doing. But when he starts having bad instincts and doing things we know are wrong, I'm going to say something. And you should, too, because he does listen overall when he gets it a bunch. You know, he's got Kennedy in there banning all the poison shots right now. That's his kind of apology. So the media will, the corporate media and the right wing will attack us. The left will say, oh, Jones turns on Trump. But you heard what we just really did in the last hour. Because it's not that I'm scared to go against Trump. I'm just not going against Trump overall. I mean, my God, I've had the globalists, you know, in off-record meetings, offer me $50 million a year in his first year in office. And they said, listen, if you don't take this, you're going to be sued, destroyed. And I said, all right. And they came back later in mediations, you know, lower-level people at that point, and said, stop now, this will all end. So I know who my mortal enemies are. And so I need Trump to succeed. He belongs to us. And that's for you. They're not going to put that on the news. You're going to see Jones turns on Trump. It'll be all over the place. Probably already is with MTG. It's not what you just heard. You heard her eloquently explain why she's taking a break and that, she, you know, what she went through and what happened. By the way, it's on record. She's been swatted over 20 times. But as soon as she said she was getting attacked this time, oh, you're a liar. Don't be a drama queen. I've never told you one-tenth of what's going on with us. This office, my house, all of it. Oh, I know. And she's not a traitor. And Trump's not a traitor. But we're not in a cult. And you got to be ready to challenge those people that represent you when you think they're wrong. That's what America's all about. Now, I played part of this, but that was an hour ago. I'm going to restart it and play the whole thing, and we'll sandwich it in with what I said earlier. But Candace Owens said, I have got what other people put out before, because I saw it before she picked it up, like 2 weeks before, hell, a month before, Egyptian planes and all this stuff, shadowing Erica Kirk and, you know, all of this. And this is kind of the center of all the stuff, and I've investigated it all, and none of it pans out. Not saying there isn't some of an FBI cover-up of leftist accomplices, which we know they've done. And decoy saying, I shot Kirk so the bad guy could get away. And then you see the reported shooter who's confessed in court. He's all smiling, laughing with his trans tie on. Oh, he's such a sweet young man from photos. Now you see it. How's it going to look when this trial happens and there's all the witnesses and all the video of him saying he did it and everything? So I don't do this to attack Candace. This is just one piece. And since they've, even before they saw this, they've gone and reverse engineered it and gone and gotten all the real flight logs, integrated with the public logs. And I was told they were going to be presenting this to Candace Owens yesterday in that 4.5 hour meeting. That's why she came out and said, oh, I feel really good now. Yeah. And they presented her a bunch of the points that have been said with the facts, with the documents, like this. Did you know TPUSA was audited? Did you know there were federal investigations? This is exclusive stuff. Oh, no. Well, here they are. We're clean. You think we'd do something corrupt? You know, all money stolen, all this. Don't give your money to them. That's probably the worst thing she did just off rumors on the internet. Oh, Charlie didn't know what was going on money-wise. Charlie was in complete control of everything. They were knocking on doors. They were getting millions of kids to go vote. They did a great job. We need them to win the midterms. We need them to continue the good people in the cabinet that are there with Trump. So here's the whole 11-minute report. Some of you already saw the first few minutes, but I want to air it all here. And you can go get these flight logs yourself. TPUSA has gone and done this. The public ones, but you can pay more and get even more data. But even off the public data, 66% incorrect. And we're just correcting it. And if that's not right, Candace, you could just disprove it. But Candace is like, oh, I had a great meeting now. I bet you did. Because they had all the points and all the data and all the stuff. So we need to move forward and find out the 10 accomplices that said Charlie will be dead tomorrow. The FBI, we now know, did interview. That's exclusive. And Cash Patel doesn't want to indict them. Why? Because they don't want to make it a left-wing thing. They want to limit it. Just like they're now blaming his own FBI, J6 pipe bomber, being a Republican, and even high-level FBI agents are blowing the whistle saying the guy's autistic. It's a setup. The metadata doesn't even set up. Now, there's a problem with the FBI. We don't know exactly what they're covering up, but there is a cover-up. So I agree with Candace's questioning things. It's just TPUSA, the Army, the French, the Egyptians, the Israelis, they're all involved. Oh, just asking questions. Well, that's all we're doing and giving answers. Here's the report.
On September 10th, 2025, Charlie Kirk was shot and killed at Utah Valley University. Police say they have the shooter. There is a confession, DNA, and a recovered weapon. His name is Tyler Robinson. His parents identified him from FBI photos and helped turn him in. But online, a very different story has taken hold. A story claiming this wasn't a lone gunman, but a coordinated multinational operation involving Egypt, Israel, France, the United States, federal agencies, TPUSA executives, Brigitte Macron, and even French legionnaires. And at the center of it all are two planes. Candace Owens has told millions of people that two Egyptian military aircraft, SUBTT and SUBND, tracked Erica Kirk's movements 73 times over 3 years.
Between 2022 and September of 2025, both of those aircrafts, SUBTT, the yellow plane, and SUBND, the blue plane, showed 68 overlaps with Erica's documented locations, okay? 68 overlaps. I have since been able to add now 73 times that this overlapped, okay? And 29 of those instances also happened to include Charlie. I am telling you this information has been completely verified. I am showing you this on a spreadsheet now. These are all the instances in which this plane, 68 instances that this plane crossed with Erica.
She says the odds of this happening randomly are
less than a 0.00000001% probability, okay, under random distribution models that these Egyptian planes coincidentally landed around Erica at these times.
In her words, the Egyptian planes hold the key.
The Egyptian planes hold the key, and that is obvious. Maybe these planes might be the key to everything. They hold the key to solving Charlie's assassination.
Egypt to Israel to France, the United States to TPUSA to Charlie's murder. This entire web rests on one claim, that these two Egyptian planes tracked Erica Kirk 73 times. To support it, Candace said she used Flight Radar 24 and showed a spreadsheet on her screen. I screenshotted that spreadsheet and rebuilt it line by line. She says she verified everything using Flight Radar 24. So I did exactly what she claims she did. I bought the Flight Radar 24 business subscription, the same one she says she used. Then I went further. I purchased a $950 three-year flight log from FlightAware to independently verify every entry. When you compare what the planes are actually doing to what Candace claims they did, the results aren't close. 66% of her location claims are wrong. And in 60% of the cases, the aircraft is on an entirely different continent. She has devoted much of her last 21 episodes to tying Charlie Kirk's murder to an international conspiracy centered on these two aircraft.
Egyptian planes.
Candace claimed a source contacted her DIA hotline, alleging Egyptian passengers were escorted off one of the planes in Wilmington, Delaware, by federal agents into a building housing the FBI, DOJ, DHS, and Secret Service. She presented this as evidence of U.S. government collusion.
I think we just want to know what he did wrong, okay? Because that email, that checks out. Yeah. Secret Service, the FBI, the DEA being involved, why this plane, the quote-unquote Egyptian plane, landed into Wilmington, that checks out.
She publicly questioned Kash Patel, Tulsi Gabbard, and Joe Kent, suggesting they knew about this conspiracy and were covering it up.
I think we know why Kash Patel is out, right? I mean, I read this, checked it, verified it, and I just want to know why, Charlie. I want to know why the decision was made to murder Charlie Kirk, a decision that very clearly had to be approved by Charlie's friends.
She suggested TPUSA knew about the planes and tried to kill the story.
There are good guys everywhere. You know, lightness is always fighting darkness. And I received an interesting tip from a Fed that I'm going to share with you now that might be relevant. But Turning Point USA put in a personal request to try to get the Egyptian plane story killed, you know, and I find that to be very interesting. What is it about these Egyptian planes that Turning Point USA didn't want them to be discussed? I don't know. But I am going to find out. I think we kind of have found out in a weird, really effed up way, actually. It makes my stomach turn.
She claimed Israelis, Zionists, and the U.S. government panicked when she mentioned them.
I can tell you that right now in government, there is real panic. There is real discussion happening regarding the Egyptian planes. It is 1,000% legit, and it caused a lot of panic. And we're getting a lot of phone calls now from people telling us it has caused panic.
And that Israel censored her TikTok videos about the planes.
Speaking of the unique relationship between Egypt and Israel, TikTok is hitting us for videos talking about the Egyptian planes. That's very strange. Israel's moderator served in the IDF, we know, and Bibi wants TikTok secured for Israel's future. Why do they care about Egyptian planes that were there? It's kind of coming together. There's a picture here that's coming together.
She linked the planes to France through Satis, a French aerospace company operating in Wilmington.
Now I consider Satis, which according to our source, our well-placed source, is a front, right? Suddenly this French company comes in and purchases, leases a hangar for only 2 years, okay? And immediately this becomes a location where our Egyptian military plane is going to land in Wilmington, Delaware. I don't think we can reasonably ignore that odd French company in Delaware now that our source proved to us that it certainly wasn't established to provide any maintenance to those Egyptian planes, and it was more than likely a front for something else. We should address that because I know that many of you guys were wondering whether or not Charlie's assassination was meant to distract us from the Brigitte Macron investigation. And rightfully so, that is a fair question. Where was Brigitte Macron on the dates that Egyptian plane was from 9/4 through to 9/11? Where was Brigitte Macron?
She further claimed Israel was connected because an Israeli firm is the second largest shareholder in Satis.
The second largest shareholder for Satis is Israel. Yeah, It's an Israeli firm based in Tel Aviv.
When you compare Candace's claims to the actual data, 66% are wrong. 39 of the 65 verifiable entries place the plane on the wrong continent. She says the planes are tracking Erica. The aircraft are thousands of miles away. These are not minor errors. They are continent-level inaccuracies. They collapse the foundation of her theory. But there's a deeper problem. Candace provides no verifiable evidence for Erica Kirk's location. No timestamps, no travel records, no photos, nothing. Her entire overlap model depends on data the public cannot verify, and that she herself cannot independently confirm. If her flight data is wrong 66% of the time, the real error rate for the supposed overlaps, once you account for Erica's unverified locations, is likely above 90%, which means the overlaps aren't real. And without them, the conspiracy collapses. And there's zero proof these planes ever tracked Erica. Not once. The story collapses the moment you check the receipts. Charlie Kirk's murder is a tragedy. Two children lost their father. A wife lost her husband. Millions lost someone they admired. And instead of honoring that, Candace Owens built a global conspiracy around his death. A patchwork of anonymous emails, wild speculation, and insinuation stitched together around a fraudulent spreadsheet. It's insane. She's accused innocent people of murder. She's accused Charlie's closest friends of betraying him. She took the people Charlie loved most, the people he built TPUSA with, and she taught millions to vilify them. She's been strawmanning the case against the man who's most likely responsible for Charlie's death, Tyler Robinson, while she also steelmans her international assassination plot that just happens to circle back to the same obsession she had long before Charlie was murdered. And when you look at the real data, the timestamps, the logs, the flights themselves, her entire story evaporates. As Candace would say,
it's so fake and gay.
The overlaps aren't real. The conspiracy isn't real. The only real thing is the damage Candace has done to the people Charlie loved most.
Well, the Bill of Rights is a stumbling block on the way to shutting down speech that the left doesn't like, at least in government. But there's a new avenue for those who would like to censor what you say and think, and that's corporations. The left have wised up to this. If you want to stop someone from telling the truth, use companies to do it, the social media giants, and they are.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
So far, the most prominent casualty of the crusade against free expression has been the radio show host Alex Jones.
There is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
There's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
He may be America's best known conspiracy theorist, but this week, Alex Jones's content will be a little harder to find.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
People know what's true. They can smell it.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard.
Well, I've always pledged to you to go where the facts lead. And sometimes I can give you an answer right away because I got to research. So I mean well towards the Kirk family, Candace Owens, all of them. But you just got the planes debunked. We'll be right back with a special guest.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now, a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason one way or another we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
The Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I love truth. And I love facts, and I love history, and I love research, and I love on-the-ground smarts. And I get there's a lot of people waking up that they've been lied to, but a lot of them don't have any depth or context. So this is kind of an insult to the information, only do 25 minutes on it. So I want to ask Andrew Mayer, who I've been interviewing for 15 years or whatever it was, as he got tasered criticizing the war in Iraq, and they said, you know, don't tase me, bro. So that shows what an evil, you know, warmongering Jew he is. And I've gotten to be friends with him, and we made a video game together. He did a great job in the business, did everything he said he would do. He's a really sweet guy. And I didn't know until he texted me yesterday that one of the head rabbis involved with his temple in the U.S., Rabbi Eli Schlanger, was killed there amongst other rabbis in Sydney a few days ago. And he just sent me a text that said, I appreciate your coverage. Well, I said, why? I mean, I'm just covering the facts here. Yet everybody immediately say it's a false flag. Netanyahu staged it. Now look, Netanyahu or Israeli intelligence, and they both blame each other, stood out on October 7th. That doesn't mean Hamas, backed by Hezbollah, didn't attack. And yeah, working with Qatar, Israel did fund Hamas. That's all come out. So I just cover facts. But if you look at all the Arab groups and Muslim groups, I've been studying this for decades, and it gives me a headache, and it's constantly changing. Okay, so you got reformists like the UAE leading it, following Saudi Arabia's following their lead. Do I trust that? Whatever. You've got Qatar funding the mass murder of Christians and others in Sudan. And then, you know, Qatar's got our base and all the rest of it. It's anything in geopolitics is twisted. But when it gets into the Middle East, it's the most twisted. I mean, it just because it's constant flipping. You know, the head of Al-Qaeda one day, now he's a good guy at the White House. So, and then I've studied all the Jewish factions, and I know more probably than most Jews, gives me a headache. And then I get to see all these people, either leftist Jews or right-wing Jews, leftist Jews allied with expansionist Muslim Brotherhood that literally wants to kill them, and then right-wing Jews over here wanting total war, and then the establishment kind of ADL Jews that target me as the main guy. And I'm sitting here, like, literally in the middle of this, trying to stop nuclear war. And then I'm also like, oh, a nuclear reactor, Chernobyl's leaking. Why cover for Jews? A hurricane's about to hit. Cover up for the Jews. Literally on X, if I put a story up about brush fire, we must only cover Jews, and we must describe everything as Jews. I'll cover corruption out of different sectors of Jews all day because, God, Jews are prominent, powerful, everything else. Power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. But I don't do it from a place of hate and also a place of magical power given to say everything is that. Day one, Charlie Kirk killed by Jews. Every piece of evidence must be twisted to say that. It's crazy. So when I learned that Andrew Myers, the temple he goes to in the U.S. is involved with this rabbi that was killed, and then we see all this footage of guys who pledge allegiance to ISIS, shot videos. We have thousands of imams because they're launching the new jihad. I mean, so many clips I can't even follow it, saying, kill, 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 kill. And when I post the clips from Palestinian TV saying, when we capture Israel, we're going to rape the women and put them in slavery and kill all the men because that's the Quran. People go, that's a fake clip. No, it's on Palestinian TV. Does that mean wipe out all Palestinians? No, when Israel does stuff that I think violates the Geneva Convention, I say it's wrong. I call balls and strikes, folks. I don't work for Qatar, Israel, the Russians, the Democrats, the Republicans. I just sit here and try to be as honest as I can. Doesn't mean I'm always perfect. But I literally think somebody needs to actually just dig into things. And so I've got all the intel. Flynn said it a week before the National Guard was shot. He said, I've got the intel. You're about to see an Islamic Jihad. Well, now it's been announced. And right, and the night before they killed all these Jews and other people that were around there, they were celebrating, saying, we're going to kill everybody soon. So, and you get baseball fields being shot up because they learn a Christian prayer is being read in Houston. You got the buddy trying to blow up people in Fort Worth of the guy that shot everybody up D.C. So, the bottom line is this. The problem is it's just impossible to get into all this. The Arab Spring, the Muslim Brotherhood, is allied with Klaus Schwab, the Democrats, the EU, the Democrat, Obama, overthrowing our allies like Egypt, putting in radicals, raping Laura Logan in the middle of it. Remember all that? Oh, that was a false flag, too. Netanyahu paid him to rape her. The point is that you got 2 billion Muslims, and the dominant group pushing jihad is Muslim Brotherhood. You got all sorts of Muslims apologizing that are reformist and aren't part of it, and that's great. And I don't want to kill the Muslims, and I don't want a crusade to go get them and destroy them. I want a crusade to promote our values and protect our people. So I'm going to stop ranting there. We should probably do a podcast for 2 hours. Let's just do it. Maybe next Saturday I'll do a 4-hour podcast, and we'll do 2 hours with you to do a deep dive on this, Andrew. But I've known you for years. You're a smart guy. You know what you're talking about. And you're also anti-war. And act like, you know, Jewry is one cult, one brain. I can go show you 1,000 rabbis saying different things. With the imams, 90% is we're conquering, we're killing, we're taking over. They need a Reformation. And so, you know, where is there Martin Luther? But I wanted to just spend a few minutes with you. We'll do a 2-hour podcast if you can do it. Or I guess you can't do it on Saturday, but it is an emergency. You probably do it. Maybe we'll do one Sunday, or we'll tape one sometime. The point is that's why I do the commercial free stuff. To get into this, because this is crazy. And again, I'll cover Israel, the USS Liberty, Levon affair, anything real. There's plenty to cover. The point is there's all this other stuff. And if we don't cover that, we're literally blinded. But this is the new clash of civilizations, where I see so many populists and right-wingers, not the majority, but a big minority, saying, no, this had to be staged. Muslims don't do this. You're working for Israel, because they've sided with Islam because they're so obsessed with Israel. And my point is, okay, let's just say Israel's pure evil, which I'm not even saying. Do not say that Islam is controlled by Israel, because it's not. And there's not 2 billion Jews. Even if you say every Jew is like a secret vampire and all, you know, hive mind doing this, what about Islam? So that's where I'm at. But I just wanted to get your take, kind of a prelude. Maybe we can have you back tomorrow or something for a whole hour. But we'll do it if you can set it up. That's probably just the way to do it, not wait for podcasts. Is just in general, you know, the branch of Judaism you're in. I saw the Jews that survived. They seemed very eloquent. Right after it happened, they told the truth. All the videos that came out proved they were right. The police standing down. Now they're blaming right-wingers, saying that's the real threat. The prime minister saying they're going to take the guns. I mean, just all of this, watching this and knowing this is building up, and this is the class of civilization the globalists are planning, and just where you see all of this going, because this is here. I mean, Islam, the Muslim Brotherhood has said they're launching their offense. And we said months ago, get ready, and now it's beginning, and it's allied with the left. What do you think overall is about to happen, and how do we stop it? Andrew Mayer at alexjonesgame.com. You produced a great video game, and the Andrew Mayer on band.video. I guess you're still banned on X. You should get back on there. We should talk to Elon about that next time I talk to him. So, Andrew, we only got limited time, but that's kind of my prelude there. What do you say to all that?
Well, I think you're right on the money. Literally every single thing that you said, right on the money. As to your question, where are things going? This is a PR offensive, a charm offensive. As you said, there are attacks planned in the West. We're already seeing it happen. The Christmas festivals across Europe. You know, we're seeing Islamic terrorism at these events. And then you go online, and even when there's a shooting in Australia just now, you're seeing people, even supposed right-wingers like the Groypers, saying, oh no, this was a false flag immediately. No intelligence at all, just this is a false flag, Israel did it. And then some of them are even celebrating, which shocked me, to see these people celebrating because some Jews were killed. Christians were killed as well. And this is the problem in the West. It's Muslims are willing to kill and rape Christians and Jews, but Jews are being used as a lightning rod to make this acceptable. Oh, well, the Jews deserve it, so let's not punish the Muslims who are raping and murdering. It's could not be more black and white. The solution to these problems, they must go. Across Europe, the word is remigration. England, Germany, Sweden, France, you know, the terrorist attacks in Nice or Charlie Hebdo, these weren't all Mossad attacks. This is Islamic terrorism. But because Israel is geopolitically unpopular, not without reason, there are reasons to not like Israel's politics, but that does not excuse Islamic terrorism or make it good for Muslims to come to the West en masse. If you look at their behavior in the West, it's raping, murdering, terrorism. This is not helpful for America, obviously, but it is helpful for communists, the left, the Red-Green Alliance, to divide and conquer America by pushing the idea that, oh, Jews and Christians were murdered in a Western nation. Well, obviously, Israel did it. It takes the blame totally off the culprits.
Look at the left clearly killing Kirk, now that we've seen the scumbag in court smiling, laughing with his trans tie. And we've all been convinced, and I saw top Arab leaders admitting they funded day one saying Israel killed Kirk. They've got our number.
That's exactly it. They're using Jews as a lightning rod to take the blame off of every evil thing. And that's exactly what I was going to say. Just like Bondi Beach, they're blaming Israel instead of the Muslim terrorists that did it. They take the blame off of the trans cult, the insane leftist.
Well, you know, that's what I do. When some faction of Jewry, and the Jews, some Jews call that even racist, what Jews call it. When some faction, which is a bunch of them, does something wrong, I cover it like any other faction of the communist Chinese, or the Republicans, anybody, or Trump's doing something wrong. And then they go, oh, you're finally bowing to us. It's like this, you must come to us and prove it's, you know, it's all the Jews, and then we're the bosses. And it's just retarded. It's totally retarded.
The coverage that Israel and Jews are getting these days, it's beyond stupid. Like, there's a way to criticize Israel and Jews using facts. I've seen Alex do it many times. And then there's this low IQ, absolutely demonic stuff that I've seen Candace Owens do. And it's just insane. And even more than her attacking Jews, what offended me the most about Candace Owens in recent months is her attacking Erica Kirk, implying that she's involved with her own husband's murder. Like, the Bible teaches us to be kind to widows. To attack a widow grieving for her husband and accuse her of being complicit in her husband's murder is one of the most evil things I've seen in modern times. Absolutely demonic.
Well, my issue is that it's sucking all the oxygen out, and the left is celebrating it. And again, Obama, it's on record, folks, and the WEF and all of them are backing Islam, Muslim Brotherhood. And we've got all these other Muslim countries that are wisely, like, I mean, just you name it, UAE, even Saudi Arabia. You've got all these other ones saying, no, 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 for years, this is not us. So explain the Red-Green Alliance to people that's backing Mondami, Sadiq Khan, all of them.
So for people that don't know, the Red-Green Alliance, the red is the red of the communist flag. The green is the green found in many Muslim nations' flags. And these factions, the communist Chinese, many Muslim nations, they are buying up influencers in the right. This is happening. I talk to high-level people. They go to these things in D.C. They're offered money from Israel, and they're offered money from the Muslims. They're offered money from the communist Chinese. This is an open secret that any influencer, if you have enough people following you on Twitter, you can get a nice pack of cash for pushing whatever the agenda is of these foreign nations. And if you track some of these people on Twitter, it's not too hard to figure out who's playing for which team. They should be forced, like NASCAR drivers, put their endorsement. If you're getting Israeli money, if you're getting Muslim money, communist Chinese money, put it right
well,
there.
Exactly. And I'm not even defending Netanyahu, but when he announced we're in an eight-front war, we've got to start investing even more. Yeah, look at Israel's funding and scrutinize it, and when it manipulates our politics, ban it. But they act like, oh, God, we caught the Israelis giving money. That's they're public about it. China is a billion and a half people and 100 times economy, and Qatar, it is true. They over-exaggerate Qatar's doing everything, but Qatar admits they spend $4 billion on this, and you've got all these other groups funding it. Exactly. I get funded by the listeners that buy our products, thealexjonesreport.com. But I got to tell you, it's very clear with all these other talk show hosts, they are getting paid by one group or another.
You know, Mike Cernovich and the directors John Dutoit and Scooter Downey were very early to this. They made a documentary called Blood Money years ago where they exposed Qatar giving money to the left and to the right. And the neocons especially were getting this money, which is the funniest thing for the neocons to be getting the Muslim money. But it is what it is. Like the people in politics, the people in media, you have to check who is funding them. The great thing about InfoWars and Alex Jones, you know exactly who's funding him. You are. It's the people buying the products. It's not some foreign nation. It's not some government or some secret interest. That's why InfoWars has had to fight so hard, because Alex is the real deal. Alex is telling the truth. And so many of these other people, they are bought and paid for, and they can skate by. Like, there's Elijah Schaefer's operation doesn't make sense. You look at Elijah Schaefer, all of the people that he employs, and then you look at his video and his content, he is not nearly making enough money to pay for his expenses. He is definitely taking money. I could go through, we could audit a bunch of different people on Twitter. It's like, what is this operation? Why are they saying certain things? And you could just look at it and say, this doesn't make sense. These people are taking foreign money.
Well, all I know is, I don't know about Elijah Schaefer or any of that. I haven't really followed it. All I know is there is massive disgorgement of money by corporate interests, government interests. It's all over the place. And I'm not defending Israel. I want people to be awake and look at everything. People seem to think only Israel engages in stuff. Then you've got the whole Rothschild angle that's anti-Netanyahu. People act like Israel's one camp. Can you give us a snapshot on, from your view, what the camps are in Israel?
Israel, you have the right-wingers, you have Netanyahu, and you have people a little further than him on the right, like Ben-Gavir. And then you have people on the left. Some of these people would even open the border in Israel, which is the funniest thing. I always hear in America, open borders for Israel. It's like, you don't understand. The leftists in Israel, they say the same thing there that they say in America. Being disconnected from God, that is what creates the division and the factions in America, in Israel. So on the right, you have Netanyahu, who's basically the neocon of Israel, you know, the George W. Bush of Israel. And then you might have people further to the right of him. Hopefully they have their Trump one day. You know, they don't have these neocon warmongers. But then you have the left there, and they're as problematic as the left would be here. They want
to. Well, I was about to say, I've got all these Jewish charities. They're not the biggest. They're the second biggest. The Catholics are the biggest. What are the Catholic charities and the Jewish charities doing flooding Europe and the U.S. with the very most rabid Muslim Brotherhood? What is the sick plan there?
So the funniest thing to me is the name of that plan, the is always brought out, the Kalergi plan. Kalergi was a Catholic. You know, obviously the highest, the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, these people, these liberal Jews, they're some of the biggest problem flooding America, flooding Europe with immigrants. But the Kalergi plan that's always talked about, Kalergi was a Catholic. And the Catholic charities, the Pope himself, the last two popes who have said, you know, it's wrong to push away the migrants. You know, what they want, they're losing their base, the people giving money in the West. And so they want the global South to invade Europe, America. They
well, you just said it. I love the average Catholic. They're great people, but it's on record the Vatican's taking massive Chi-Com money.
Wow. That's news even to me, Alex. That's a new one.
Oh, yeah. Look it up. Oh, well, the Vatican's taking huge Chi-Com money.
Incredible. That one's even news to me. I will say the Chinese and the Muslim money, it's not only buying influencers like big names, but you can go on X Spaces, Twitter Spaces, all the, it's 24/7 that there are spaces running on Twitter, whether it's a Diligent Denizen or any of these other characters. They're running spaces clearly intended to divide and conquer America, to try and push the idea that President Trump is owned by Israel. He's a bad guy. What do they then replace him with when they're trying to assassinate Trump's character all the time? They're not saying anything pro-America. They're leaving the door open for the left that had been slammed shut. There was no way for the Democrats or the left to contemplate winning an election in 2028. But now all the division that these paid actors on Twitter Spaces, which Raylan Stark calls out all the time, by the way, he's shadow banned. I'm banned on Twitter for calling this stuff out. These people have opened up a lane for the left to win an election. They've taken all, as you said, Alex, they suck all the air out of the room. And so instead of talking about prosecuting the left for Charlie Kirk's assassination, instead of talking about prosecuting deep state traitors, we're talking about, oh, was it Israel that killed Charlie Kirk? Was it the Jews that are behind Islamic terror? All of these absolutely retarded nonsense conspiracies versus the real conspiracies of there is a domestic terror network funded by George Soros, funded by the left, the Antifa professors all over the United States, open sedition from the deep state, and none of this is being prosecuted because morons on Twitter Spaces, on X, are getting promoted, funded, and pushing these retarded fake conspiracies all day.
Well, Nick Fuentes is on tomorrow, and we're going to talk about this because, I mean, I don't want to be politically correct, so I think some of what Nick says is true, but you know, he said, well, the Islamic threat's not really a threat in America. It is in Europe. But it's allied with the left, all part of this red-green alliance. It is. And we'll get you back on to talk about this more in detail, but I just briefly explain it. So this rabbi that got killed is associated with your temple. I mean, your sect of Judaism?
I attend Chabad's. I've attended Chabad's across America. That's where I've gone for Shabbat for many years. And to see a Chabad rabbi killed in such a senseless attack, it was horrifying to see that. And then to see literally Nick Fuentes' people, some groypers, celebrating the attack. And it wasn't just a rabbi shot and murdered. Christians murdered too. And some of these people were celebrating the attack. It's one of the sickest things I've seen. I heard you say you're going to have Nick on tomorrow. I've offered him a debate, not just on big shows like we've talked about on InfoWars before, but for years now, Nick Fuentes has run from debating me because a lot of what he says is indefensible, and he knows it. Nick Fuentes.
Well, I don't think Nick's going to defend the killing of people in Sydney. My point is that Islam is already a major threat. The Muslim Brotherhood is the most virulent form. The left, Obama, all of them launched the Arab Spring. That's what makes it even more dangerous is you have a globalist alliance with it. And so anybody, you know, doesn't understand that, they need to understand that. Wow. In closing, how do people find you, Andrew Mayer?
Well, I'm not on Twitter. I wish I could say find me on Twitter at the Andrew Mayer, but I'm banned. So tell Elon, bring me back. I have a Substack at the Andrew Mayer. You know, if enough info warriors want to see some content, you can follow me there and I'll put out some articles. But, you know, the biggest, honestly, I'm laying down gauntlet right now. Nick Fuentes, you've been running from debating me for 7 years. What are you afraid of, Nick? Have the real debate, the one that you've been running from for 7 years. Alex, thank you so much for having me on. I just want to tell people, more than supporting me, support Alex. This man is the tip of the spear. I just got your newest hat, Alex. Amazing hat. A great hat at the InfoWars store. And I know you've
well,
got
thank you. Well,
now,
we're maxed out, so if people don't support us, we won't be here. Thank you, Andrew. I wanted to get you on, though, to give your take on this. Look, folks, I'll criticize all the corrupt interests inside every major power structure. Power corrupts. Absolute power tends to corrupt. Absolutely, that's Lord Acton said that, and it's true. Everybody gets to get criticized, including me. All I'm saying is that Islam is rising. It's allied with the globalist left. It's making its move. And every time I talk about it, I get, oh, you're paid by Israel to say that. Oh, my wife 2 weeks ago, HEB, 9:30 at night, has a Muslim run up in the whole nightgown and screaming at her she shouldn't be out in public at night. I mean, that's surreal law. There, it's rolling out. It's everywhere. And I'm addressing it. And it's not the only issue we cover. Obviously, we cover a lot. Harrison Smith is taking over right now with the War Room. Be sure and join us. And yeah, remember, we got the big sale going, the Fuzzy Operation, the biggest yet, 60% off on Ultramethylene Blue, the Shillage, the Irish CMOS, until the 23rd, thealexshowstore.com. I cannot run this operation without you. We're just calling balls and strikes. Doesn't mean I'm always right, but I've got a very good accuracy record overall, better than basically anybody out there, and I'm very thankful that God gave me the intellect to do that. But we're trying to get people to have a 35,000-foot view. God bless you all.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here. A year after the Onion said they bought us, we might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.